Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Wink, created by Rob Harrell and read by Michael Crouch with Mark Thompson.
One. Let's get radioactive. I'm lying on a steel table, all too aware of the giant ray gun pointed in my direction. It looks like one of those room-sized, 5-ton laser things supervillains use in movies. The kind they threaten to destroy the planet with.
What music are you into, Ross?
I'm pretty sure the radiation tech is just trying to distract me as he bolts me down. A hard plastic mesh mask over my neck and head holds me still. They molded it to my face yesterday. And the tech struggles to click it onto the table. He scrunches his nose, pushing.
Oh, anything. Whatever.
I mumble through my teeth. The hardened mask doesn't let my chin move much. The headpiece locks in, and the tech, Frank, gives my shoulder a bump with his fist.
Come on, man. If you're gonna lie here for half an hour, you need some tunes. I've got all kinds. Name something you like. There are no wrong answers.
I scan my brain.
You could... Can you just... KZAQ?
Frank stops and doubles over at the waist like he's been gut punched. He hangs there, talking to the floor.
Okay, no wrong answers but that one.
He straightens up and winces at me.
Seriously? You like that top 40 garbage?
It's what my parents have on all the time.
So dorky. I try to look away casually, but my head won't budge. Frank stares before letting out an exaggerated sigh.
Fine. But tomorrow, tell me what you like, not what Mom and Dad like.
He walks over and fiddles with an old-timey boombox on a high wall shelf, next to a teetering stack of CDs and cassette tapes. Seriously? There must be a gazillion dollars worth of equipment in here, and they can't afford an MP3 player? I notice a bit of tattoo peeking out from the arm of Frank Scrubs. A lizard tail, maybe? Or a tentacle? Beyonce fills the room, and suddenly Frank is all business.
I know we went over this yesterday, but let's review.
He wraps his arms around his clipboard and begins, like he's done this 1,000 times.
The gurney you're on is going to lift you up and move you into place. The treatment takes 25 minutes or so. Keep your limbs and naughty bits inside the ride at all times. Do not throw things at the radiation techs. Do not feed the radiation techs. Do not waggle your legs around like a synchronized swimmer. Do not pass go. Do not hum the Goo Goo Dolls, as I despise the Goo Goo Dolls.
Frank steps aside to let another tech, Callie, I think, reach in and mold some blue clay over the bridge of my nose. She smiles at me and tells me it's to protect my good eye from the beam. Then she pats my chest. I hope I don't look as nervous as I feel, because I feel like a rabbit in a trap. My face is hot.
Okay, now for the important part.
Frank is back.
When I tell you, you're going to stare at the red X above you, the one we made over there by the big zapper yesterday. You'll see it when the machine slides you over.